physical marks.
Mr. Metzbody, let Mr. Parrish review with you that you heard the forensic nurse testify about Holbrooker. Remember my examination, Ms. Parrish. I asked her item by item, point by point, aren't there other alternatives for how that kind of marking or scratching or bruising can occur other than some kind of a life and death stroke with cerebral? And item by item, point by point, she can see that, yes, that's true. So, for example, the grip on Isar's upper arm shoulder area. I asked her if law enforcement took a hold of Mr. Met and took him to the ground and held him to the ground and cuffed him behind his back and dragged him from one room to another, could we see a mark like that from an officer? And she said, well, yes, of course. That's completely consistent with a grip mark on his arm. I then asked her questions about Mr. Met's medical history, which she couldn't take because she wouldn't have an interpreter, but that being in Utah, where her words, there might be some dryness. Being in a yellow jail jumpsuit, there might be some irritation and itching. And Mr. Met can easily, with close fingers, scratch himself on the thigh or anywhere else on the chest to create an avulsion because of the itchiness of his skin. I asked her if the police takedown of Mr. Met on the ground and or Mr. Met's playing with children who had caused any particular red marks in areas in the midsection. And she said, well, it is a torso. Those marks can come from that. Again, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about proof beyond a reasonable doubt, item by item, element by element. And I'm not sweating the small stuff. I appreciate Mr. Parrish's take on that, but that is not what I'm doing as I examine this evidence. I'm giving you the reasonable alternative that you have to look at when you're assessing all of the evidence in the case. Mr. Met had the avulsion in the mid-chest area that the forensic nurse talked about, and then the transfer of that blood onto the white T-shirt. The white T-shirt contains Mr. Met's blood. There's no issue about that. There's no issue about this avulsion injury in the chest area. The question is, where did that come from? I asked Ms. Barbera, Mr. Met, because of the itchiness, could have scratched him there, himself there kind of hard and caused that with a nail, causing that L-shaped wound. And she said, well, yes, of course. But think about another alternative. Mr. Met has a Levi denim jacket on. He always has this on, but he certainly had it on at the aunt's house when the police came in. Many police coming in with their guns shown, break in the back door, and physically take Mr. Met down to the ground. Think about what he's wearing. He's got a denim jacket that has rivet-type buttons up and down. If he's taken down forcefully, a rivet can cause an injury to the chest. If he's pulled from one room to another, a rivet from that jacket or some other foreign object on the floor, like a juncture between the linoleum and the carpet, can cause an injury to the chest. The point is, there are many other alternatives and reasonable explanations for that particular pattern. Let's talk about the blood on the jacket. Because at the end of the day, this denim jacket and Serena's fingernails are a central focus for you as you analyze it. Mr. Met wore the denim jacket when he played with Serena Moon in Nanawee. He wore that jacket when they were doing the elephant ring. And he played Serena Moon in elephant ring when she was the only one on his back. And as I alluded to in my opening comments, in the elephant ride or the horse ride that we've given children, sometimes we rear up on the front legs. And as our back comes up, the head of the child on the back can come forward. The nose can contact the back. And the judge has instructed you that you can look at all reasonable inferences in the evidence. That's a very reasonable inference about how Serna Mu could have had a minor at nosebleed. The lab specialist, Chad Grundy, said, well, you know, if it was a nosebleed, I would think there'd probably be more profuse blood, a greater volume. But we then re-questioned and said, well, what if it was just a minor dripping, as sometimes occurs with the nosebleed? He said, well, yeah, then I guess we could get that pattern of four spots down the back of the jacket, as you described. The reason I'm asking you to deliberate carefully is because the state's alternative is the one that I don't believe can make sense, and that is their suggestion is Mr. Mint had this jacket on at the crime scene in the basement when he was handling Sereno's body, moving that body around, and blood was somehow getting transferred from her to him or from some other place to him. But think about that. The lab was very deliberate in their analysis of the sleeves, the front of the jacket, and all other aspects of the jacket. There is no blood on that jacket except for those four drops in the line down the back. You need to think about how would that blood get there? If it were not, as I've suggested, this innocent play, this innocent horseback, that caused a slight nosebleed. And a slight nosebleed that could clear up within a matter of minutes, and that perhaps Sereno never would go and talk to her mother about it. If it was short, temporary, in the middle of play, maybe it passed her mind. Maybe it was a non-event, and she simply didn't bring it up with Mom. The fingernail DNA evidence. Remember the lab analysis of those left-hand fingernails of Sereno. Isar Metz, YSTR, his paternal line of DNA, is under the nails of Sereno, but so is Sereno's brother or father. In other words, Sereno has more than one male DNA under her nails, indicating perhaps when she was playing with her little brother, there was a scratch. The point I'm making is, and the forensic scientists from Sorensen Forensics describe this, it is difficult to get a transfer of the skin under the nails, but it happens. And all their lab needs is one cell. All they need is the amount of sample that would be on the head of a pin to analyze and amplify with their modern technology so that they can then develop a full YSTR profile that can match back to him. So, Sereno washes hands fine. She's clean. That's good. But let's face it. The evidence in this case never suggested that she ever took a shower or washed her hands on March 31st. And her mom was clear about that. Sereno has her brother's skin cell under her nail. She has Isar's skin cell under her nail. That's consistent with innocent play with both of those two individuals. This is not the prototypical DNA analysis case where you get the DNA match and then law enforcement says, aha, we've got our guy. Because in the prototypical case, they're strangers. No one ever knew that they knew each other or saw each other. And those kinds of DNA matches, we found the girl's blood under her jacket, we found your skin under her nails, that's paramount. That pretty much opens and shuts the case in a perfect stranger scenario. That's not what we have. In addition to this not being an eyewitness case, this is not a stranger case. These two people had a lot of close, playful contact with each other. And that has to be examined carefully as you look at the physical evidence.